This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today, Sports Radio 94 WIP, Phillies 24/7, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. You can listen to either platform to listen to this pod. So, the Dodgers win the World Series in five games. I really wished this would have went longer. Really wished. What I have for you today, we're going to talk about the World Series and what I learned about this World Series in comparison to the Phils. I'm going to compare what I learned in this five-game series where the Dodgers beat the New York Yankees and where I compare it to the Phils. So we're going to talk about that. And then we'll address this. I know it's been a couple of days now, but I wanted to give my two cents on it. And I guess even with the Yankees losing now with Juan Soto, the whole Bob Nightingale Juan Soto report that the Phillies may strongly pursue him in free agency. And then we'll talk about Andrew Painter's last Arizona Fall League start. And so that's pretty much the show today. So pretty simple show. Happy Halloween, by the way. Happy Halloween. What are you being for Halloween? I would love to know. Are you going out for Halloween? Are you going out? Are you going to a party? You going tonight? You going tomorrow? Are you going this weekend? Have you already gone to one? What are you being? I'm going to one tomorrow night. I'm going to a Day of the Dead, that Dia de los Muertos party, and I'm being an 80s mobster. It's like a white suit, black hat. Maybe I'll have a cane too. That was suggested to me as well when I was working with Tom Kelly and Ashlyn Sullivan on last night's show. They said I should maybe use a cane. So maybe that's a move. I think so. I got to go buy the costume first. So I'm going to go do that. But I would love to know what costumes you're potentially wearing this weekend. Have you already worn it? Maybe you're a parent taking your kids out. What are they being? Or do you not celebrate Halloween at all? Does Halloween just like not matter to you? I don't know, man. I think Halloween has gotten better as I've gotten older. I think in the sense of actually like a lot more of these movies now. I don't know, I've been watching all the Halloweens. That's like something new. All the Michael Myers movies. I've watched them for the first time. I've been into the Nightmare on Elm Street movies. A little bit of the Friday the 13th. The Scream movies. I watched all of those last year. Really got into the Scream movies. And I've read a lot of Stephen King in the past too. And have watched some of those movies. Like the It movies. I think the first Stephen King book and movie I watched. Well, I think the movie, but book I read was Misery, and then I watched the movie as well. So I didn't want to go off on too much of a tangent for Halloween, but look, it is Halloween. You know, there's the Randy Johnson dead bird Halloween costume. I don't know if you've ever seen that. It's funny. So there's a baseball one. I was Squints a couple weeks ago. I was Squints from Sandlot. So, yes, Halloween. What does it mean to you? You can always tweet me at @Rojas_media_. But first, I actually just want to talk about the World Series congrats to the Dodgers. I will say that. Congrats to a team that, and Walker Buehler talked about it, I think, last night after the game, has heard so much, you know, crap about 2020. You know, someone had to win that World Series. So they always heard so much, you know, stuff about 2020, and it was a shortened season. It was not a real World Series. Look, man, someone had to win that World Series, and it's a World Series win at the end of the day. But here the Dodgers are. They get it done in five games over the New York Yankees. So big congratulations to them. Freddie Freeman, of course, World Series MVP, hitting another one against the Yankees. And it's what Freddie Freeman has been, just unbelievable, you know, starting with that game one walk-off where it was the same time as Kirk Gibson's home run that he hit in game one of the World Series way back in 1988. Pretty spooky stuff as we're sitting here on Halloween. I just wish it would have gone longer. Like, be honest with you, I was rooting for the Yankees just because I'm a fan of the history of the franchise that is the New York Yankees. I know I love the Phillies. Love the Phillies to death. They're my favorite team. I die hard. But as a baseball fan, I'm also a huge baseball fan, obviously. And I respect, you know, the history that is the New York Yankees. And I was rooting for the Yankees to a certain extent. I mean, I think what I was rooting for first was I wanted a great series. And we didn't get that. We didn't get, like, there were some moments. Game one was amazing. And game one was amazing. Game two had, you know, a nail-biting end to a certain extent. And game five was, you know, you had the comeback with the Dodgers last night, where they end up winning the World Series, and end up winning 7-6. You know, coming back from 5-0. Gerrit Cole has the really good start, and then he doesn't have a great start. The series needed to go at least six games, and we did not get that. We did not get that, and it really, really upsets me. We had Yankees, we had the Dodgers. We finally got this. We almost had this in 2017. There have been other years where we've almost had this as well. But we don't get it. We don't get it. We get the, we get the series, and then we don't. I mean, I think a lot of people, a lot of us thought, I think, you know, myself included, and I don't think there's one person out there that didn't think this was at least going six games. And there was a moment there where, you know, last night where the Yankees are up 5-0, where, you know, Judge and then Chisholm go back to back to start the World Series. And we'll get to the comparisons with the Phillies in just a couple of minutes. I kind of just wanted to talk about the World Series because, look, it's a Phillies show, but at the end of the day, I mean, when it's the World Series, we'll talk about the World Series. There was a moment there where I thought that, you know, man, watch out for the Yankees. Like, watch out. Maybe they can make a comeback here. Like, it really felt like the energy shifted for a second, where Judge and Chisholm go back to back, and then they're up 5-0. They're up 5-0 in the, what was that, by the fifth inning? And then LA comes back, and they tie it up. But then in the sixth, Yankees would take a lead. I think Giancarlo Stanton had a sac fly that take the lead. And especially after the 5-0, though, I really thought that, okay, we have a series now. Like, let's go. Like, let's get this back on track. Who knows if the Yankees will actually make history in this situation, but maybe they could come back. This could be exciting. Let's have a series. Like, this is what we came for. Dodgers, Yankees, six, seven games. Seven games, obviously, is what every baseball fan wants. But we don't get that. Dodgers come back, and I guess the Dodgers were just, you know, they've had so many years where could have won, you know, literally the past decade. And they've put together such good teams, and they're stacked this year. So stacked. But also, on the other side, like, think about all the starting pitching they've had on the injured list. Go from Kershaw to Gonsolin to, you know, Walker Buehler ends up, you know, pitching well in this World Series, but he was on the IL for a long time. Dustin May, right? Like all these arms for the Dodgers, you know, on the shelf because of the injured list. And they were able to do that with all, you know, with through all, what's his face too? Glasnow. Like going through all of that and they were able to win. It's pretty incredible. And I don't know if enough people are talking about that for that the Dodgers are able to do it that way. Like to able to get it done that way. So congrats to the Dodgers. Yankees offense fell short in this series. Judge finally had a good game five and hits a home run and it looks like he's breaking out of a slump. It's too little too late. You know, I think they needed Judge earlier in this series. I think it's obvious, but maybe needed a little earlier in the series. And the Yankees offense was not enough. And I think that's what proved to be. Dodgers were able to get enough offense and key hits at the right times. And they had their bullpen has just been nails. So Dodgers, congrats to the Dodgers on winning the World Series in five games. And how, in comparison to the Phillies here, on how what I learned from this Fall Classic. First thing, Phillies are not lacking the talent. Like, the Phillies are there talent-wise with both of these teams, with the Yankees and with the Dodgers. Their offense, now the offense is, you know, seemingly seems to be an issue right now in the postseason with the Phillies, but at the same time, the talent's there. Talent is there with the Phillies, their offense compared to these juggernaut offenses with the Dodgers and the Yankees. Yankees with Soto, with Judge, with Giancarlo, Dodgers with Otani, Freeman, Betts. The Phillies have, you know, Harp, Trey. And you can say what you want about Trey. I think Trey's still, a very good hitter. And I know he didn't have a great postseason, but Phils still have Schwarber and Castellanos when Castellanos is on. But that's the problem with the Phils is that
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Their offense went cold in the postseason, but talent isn't a problem. That starting pitching is better than both of these teams. Starting pitch is better than both of these teams. Bullpen has maybe as talented as the Phillies bullpen could be, Yankees and Dodgers bullpen maybe a little better, and they've showed up this postseason, unlike the Phillies bullpen. So the talent's there. Talent's there. Right there with these teams for the most part. Difference, though, for the Dodgers winning. Dodgers had the talent and they had the edge. And they had just that edge that teams have to go win. Red Sox had it in 2018. I'm just trying to think of teams that come to mind. Red Sox had it in 2018. I'm talking about like the really talented teams that are able to win a World Series. You know, I'm not talking about the 2019 Nationals. I'm not talking about like the stacked teams that are able to get to the World Series and win. And the 2018 Red Sox come to mind, the 2017 Astros, whatever you want to say about the cheating, 2022 Astros. Especially the 2018 Red Sox. So I, for some reason, I don't know why that team comes to mind. Yeah, the Steve Pierce that I think he won World Series MVP that World Series, right? Yeah, you had the Tommy Edman that comes out of nowhere. I don't know. They just had the edge. They were playing with an edge the entire postseason, and Dodgers just had the talent and they had the edge. So Phillies, that's the one thing they were missing this postseason. They were not playing with that edge and motivation. Dodgers were trying to prove something. You heard it in Walker Buehler's, you know, post game talking about, like, you know, hearing the stuff about 2020 and the Mickey Mouse World Series. I've joked about that in the past, but like, whatever. Like, they were playing with an edge. Phillies weren't playing with an edge. Weren't playing with that urgency. Dodgers were. And that's what the Phillies were missing. Dodgers had the talent and the edge to go win. And the Phillies didn't have that. One thing I will say, though, there's a lot made about, like, trade deadline acquisitions. It's all always so, like, freaking convenient to talk about deadline acquisitions after the fact. It's always so convenient to do that. And it's not sexy to talk about luck. It's not hot to talk about luck. But man, come on. You think the Dodgers expected that from Tommy Edman in the postseason? It's not like Tommy Edman has been like an offensive force in Major League Baseball. You know, with St. Louis and whomever. Like, Tommy Edman, do they win the World Series without Tommy Edman? That's crazy to talk about, but like, this guy had, it was the NLCS MVP and also had a really good World Series. Did they win without him? I don't know. I don't know if they really do. But that's like luck. Like, part of that is luck, man. As far as like their deadline acquisitions go, part of that's luck. I know this is one guy, but like, I don't know, Michael Kopech comes over from Chicago and they automatically just start shoving. Jack Flaherty got traded to the Baltimore Orioles last year and sucked. He gets traded to the Dodgers this year and he was good. He was good for the most part. Well, was not great in game 5, but still. I mean, just how much does luck involve with things, man? Like, sometimes it just put together that way. The Phillies definitely had some luck in 2022, I'll tell you that. Definitely had some luck there. Definitely had a little bit of luck. But they were playing with that edge then. So, luck involved with these trade deadline acquisitions. The Dodgers, maybe. The Phillies, the other way. Like, and I know everyone wants to kill Austin Hayes. Like, I don't know, Austin Hayes, like, made sense at the time to sign him, you know, going against, you know, to platoon in the outfield. Marsh can't hit lefties. Austin Hayes could. Vice versa. Austin Hayes couldn't hit righties. Brandon Marsh could. And Austin Hayes gets hurt. He gets hurt, and then he gets sick, too. Yes, he was not good on top of that, but he gets hurt. He gets sick. Maybe that factors into it. Maybe it does a little bit. Not trying to make excuses, but maybe it does a little bit. The other end, Tommy Edman for the Dodgers. Tommy Edman just, you know, they're trying to plug and play with their infield because they've had, you know, middle infield problems the Dodgers had. So sometimes things just roll that way. Sometimes things just do. And sometimes luck comes in various forms. And maybe it was a little bit with the Dodgers with their trade deadline acquisitions. That's just how it goes. It just is. So I spent a lot of time here on the World Series. I apologize to a certain extent, but a lot to say there. I wanted to talk about the World Series. I wanted to talk about how, you know, how we compare this World Series to, you know, the where the Phillies are at right now, what the Phillies did in this postseason and all that. So a couple other things I want to mention. The whole Bob Nightingale report, and, you know, Bob Nightingale reported about like 2-3 days ago in the USA Today article that the Phillies may strongly pursue Juan Soto in free agency, or expected to team up with other Boris client Bryce Harper. It's all leverage, and we all know this. There's a lot of us that want Juan Soto. I mean, I would love to have Juan Soto on this team. It's just not going to happen. I've talked about this recently. Soto just wouldn't make sense to even try to pursue. I think he's going to be a New York Yankee. I'm like 99% sure of that. I just think a lot of these, even Soto talked about it last night. He said he's going to be available to all 30 teams. He's just, you know, just playing the free agency game. You know, Scott Boras is in his ear telling him what to say at these, in these press conferences and these interviews and all that stuff. It's all leverage game. You don't want to say, oh yeah, you know, the Yankees are the only team I want to play for, and them give you lesser money. So it's all a leverage game. It's all a leverage game. The Phillies, maybe they will try to, maybe they'll just try to drive up the price, which I just don't think is a waste of time. I still think it's just what. And by the way, next pod, when I'm on here, I will do what I think a pretty much perfect offseason will be for the Phils. We'll do that Sunday, Monday-ish, Monday morning. Sometimes we record Sunday night and then it comes out Monday morning, you know. So we'll talk about the offseason plan. I was thinking about doing it today, but wanted to talk about the World Series a lot. But let me know. I mean, are you in on Soto? Do you think it's worth it? I know it kind of sounds crazy to talk about Juan Soto, and is he worth it? I mean, coming off like a career year, pretty much, or like one of his career years in New York, does it make sense to pursue Juan Soto with everything involved? The money, everything like that. I want to know your thoughts on Twitter at @Rojas_media_. Andrew Painter's last Arizona Fall League start looked good. Again, he goes 3 innings, 2 hits, 0 earned runs, no walks, 3 strikeouts. I mean, building off of his last start where he went 3 innings as well. So he actually showed 4 pitches in his arsenal. And knew his changeup. He showed it 4 different times. Throwing it around 90 to 91 miles per hour. And Painter talked about it, you know, to go along with his fastball to you know, keep hitters guessing. And I mean, it's all good signs right now with Andrew Painter coming back from Tommy John. And we will talk about more about whether he's going to make this team coming into camp. We'll talk about that, obviously, a little later on in the winter. So Andrew Painter, though, good start. 3 innings, 2 hits, no earned runs, 3 strikeouts in his latest Arizona Fall League start. So that is going to do it for this episode of Phillies Today. Appreciate every single one of you for listening in. Everyone else that does a great job on this channel, make sure you are tuned in every single day. We're going to have you update on every single little thing this offseason. We're going to have some fun. You know, bring back some maybe underappreciated Phillies. Did that a lot last year.
can see who we can, who else we can talk about underappreciated Phillies. Maybe there's some guys right now that aren't appreciated enough. I know it's not sexy to talk about because these current Phillies team isn't fun to talk about. But we'll talk about. Well, maybe I'll bring that back. Maybe bring some new segments in. Always open to new ideas for the show. And so would love to, you know your thoughts. And again, you can tweet me on X at @Rojas_media_. So that's going to do it for me, Phillies Today, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.